Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Yes, it is that time of day to find out what's in Hugh's holiday stocking. All right, today's category is a holiday food. Here's how it works. You hop on the phones with us. You ask us one yes or no question. We will answer the question to the best of our ability, and then you get a guess. Let's start with Keith from the Northeast. Keith, what's up, buddy?
Yo, Hugh.
Yo, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Is it a dessert?
Yes.
Cookies.
No. Let's go to Jay, Northeast Philadelphia. Hey, Jay.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey,
what's
Jay.
Going on, man? Happy holidays.
Is it hot or a cold food?
That's not a yes or no question.
Is it hot?
No.
No.
Is it a fruitcake?
Right out the gate.
Got it, Jay. Yes, you nailed it.
All right, dang. I thought that would be hard.
Yeah, fruitcakes, you didn't even think they were a thing anymore.
No, I didn't. I remember my grandmother used to say, they just as nutty as, somebody was nutty as a fruitcake.
Jay,
that's what I remember.
When was the last time you had a fruitcake, Jay?
Probably about 5 years ago.
It's been a while, Jay. Well, congratulations, buddy. You're in. You get the qualifying prize today. Jack Daniels, rocks glasses, water bottle, golf tee pack, playing cards, Tennessee whiskey, clear tote bag, and you're automatically entered for the grand prize, which, of course, is the Jack Daniels Yeti Cooler, Cornhole Set, Giant Jenga, the Wood Smoker Chips, and the Weber Grill and 55-inch smart TV, courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances.
Might have to up your game a little bit here.
I know.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, I was surprised because I honestly thought that fruitcake would be a hard one.
Well, you thought fruitcake was out.
Yeah, I did. I was like, nobody fools rocks with fruitcake.
So actually, in the last commercial there, as I was preparing for some of these potential questions we could get you,
mm-hmm.
I dove into the Wikipedia here for fruitcake. It's pretty interesting, the origins, how far it goes back.
Disgusting.
Yeah,
people love it.
Is it really that bad? It's just a cake with some fruit and usually some sort of nuts in there. Is it really that bad? I just think of it as like a holiday cake or bread. Take it or leave it. You must have had a bad experience with a fruitcake at some point.
No, fruitcake is not good. I mean, it's just not. It's
maybe
it's,
you haven't had a good one. I mean, maybe that's part of the problem.
It's not good.
When was the last time you had one?
It has nuts and green and yellow. What is the explain this to me in fruitcake. What is the green fruit? What is the green like fruit that's in fruitcake?
I don't know.
Because it's like it has nuts in it. It has a green fruit. It has. And I think they're cherries, but they just put them, they're different colored cherries. That's disgusting. Fruitcake is disgusting. And if you eat fruitcake, you nasty. How about that? that is my hot take of the day.
Well, now
on fruitcake.
It's going to be really awkward because Kyle and I were preparing to give you a fruitcake before we
went
on vacation.
And I wouldn't eat it. And you know what? As a friend would do, I would tell you, take that back. And I would say, thank you, but no thank you.
They're candied green cherries is what I'm seeing.
That's disgusting.
I don't know.
Look at these fruitcakes. These fruitcakes look horrible. They look like Reese. They look like you need to throw them at somebody, freeze them, and throw them at people.
Actually, what's interesting about that is I went through my Wikipedia research here for fruitcakes, Hugh. In 1995, in I think Colorado Springs, they had a fruitcake toss to see who could toss the fruitcake for as far as they could.
That's what I would do.
Also, they have a very, very long shelf life. Apparently, they could last for a long time to this point. Ready for this?
2 years.
No. In 2017, a 106-year-old fruitcake was discovered by the Antarctic Heritage Trust, and it was described in excellent condition and almost edible.
Almost
edible.
What is almost edible, though?
I don't know. I guess there's a chance you could eat it and not die. Let's go to the phone lines here. Jay in West Philly's up. What's up, Jay?
Oh, this explains a lot about you. You like your fruitcake?
No, actually, I don't like fruitcake. I'm trying to gauge why Hugh doesn't. I don't mind it.
Listen to it. It's not horrible. You talk about it. It might not be that bad. This explains a lot about you, Julio. It really does.
I agree.
All right, I mean, listen. What do you want to say? Like, if you presented it to me and it was good, I would try it.
You know what's in the fruit cakes, all types of candies and nuts and fruits and all that? Yeah.
Doesn't sound that bad.
That sounds bad.
All right, Jay,
man.
What do you got for us today?
That is you. And look, it was different stages of this overreaction. I was actually calling to check in on you, man, because I thought he was going to hunt somebody down this morning, man.
Hey, Jay, I was in my feelings, dog. I'm okay
look,
now.
Look, dog, you, like, man, look, if that guy was in front of you, if you was at Chicken and Pizza or something, man.
Yeah, I was in my face.
Might have been his free will thing. And the other caller did bring up a good point when you all was talking about it. Like, every time they talk about you, is either Jim Miller or is that T.O.
T.O., that's it. Like, I ain't never played 10 years in the NFL. That's the storyline. But that's the storyline.
Look, like somebody else sacked Sean King or something. Like, they forget about you. They forget about those plays.
That's all right, dog. I'm okay.
It was the overreaction at different different stages, because when AJ said passing, everybody just inferred that it was, you know, Jalen and everything.
So, yes.
Well, because he left it open for us.
Because he said passing. He didn't say Jalen. See? That's
well,
what
but
they assume stuff.
Jalen is the one that throws the ball. He's the passer on the team, so it's hard not to infer that. It's hard not to infer it. He left it open. He left it open, Jay. You know that.
It was the passing, not the passer. Mm-hmm. He didn't say that, Kyle Shanahan. He didn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say that about you and your 49ers.
49ers aren't very good, Jay. I mean, you know that.
Now, this is to say, we did overreact at different stages. BG did say it. And like I said, we just had to comment on that. That was comment. But it was overreacting to what AJ said initially.
No, but what else are you supposed to do besides react?
Because you was assuming. We commented on what BG said.
Well, when someone says something and they don't give you the full picture, you're going to take a position on it, right? You're
going to
say...
He didn't say Jalen, did he?
No, but you assumed he didn't mean that. You assumed he didn't. I assumed he did.
He said passing.
Well, right, but that's on him to let us... He gave us something that we could infer. Yeah.
You heard what they said today, him running the right routes, not giving up on routes if they don't get the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Right or wrong?
AJ not running routes the right way?
I'm asking the question. That's included in passing, right?
Yeah, but you watch the games like I do. AJ looks open to me a lot.
Yeah, he looks open to you.
Well, if he's open, he's open. I mean, he's not open to you?
Then you got to see the All-22. He ain't supposed to get the ball and everything. He the first read.
Jay, you don't watch the All-22.
Wait a second. How many hours a week you break it down All-22 tape, Jay?
Come on.
I was never breaking it down. Yeah. I'm just going over there.
You're just trying to poke the bear.
Mm-hmm. It fit my argument there.
Well, what fit my argument was he was talking about Jalen.
No, see, that's what you assumed, Joe.
But you're assuming your own arguments, Jay.
No, I'm just going on what the man said. I can only speak on what people say.
Hmm.
He didn't say it was a passer.
Do you ever think about things, or you just go off what people say?
I don't think about what I think about.
Oh, I got you.
I don't think about what nobody else says until the comment is wrong. Like, you're supposed to stop. Hey, Hugh.
Yo.
Please don't cut the beard, man. Don't have them. They go ahead.
He's
like
cooked, Jay. He's cooked.
They're going to have me walking around looking like a fruitcake.
Yeah, just diet. If he wants you to cut it, tell Joe to put it on his head.
Joe,
well,
ain't got
not
no
doing
hair.
That. Not doing that, Jay. That's out, Jay.
That's what I said. Go ahead. If you cut the beard, tape it to
so
Joe.
What, so, yeah, Jay, you get a vote. Everyone gets a vote. So, you want Hugh to dye it or shave it?
No, just dye it.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine to have a vote on this. I mean, either way, Hugh's going to lose. I mean, that's the...
No, I got life this weekend.
Cooked.
All I need is 21 points. That's all.
Excuse me? Are you rooting for the Commanders
to
score
21? No, I'm not. I'm not.
How easy have 21 points been to come by for other teams?
Well, no one's had it since September.
It's not going to be great.
September was the last time.
You say, all I need is 25 points as though, like, teams are getting that on the Eagles and they're sweet.
No, they're not. They're not. They're not.
Yeah, you're in trouble.
And then we got who? We got the Cowgirls coming, and then the Giants.
Yeah.
You hear who, what's going on down there in Dallas, man?
I've eaten a lot of raccoon.
No, eating a lot of raccoon and squirrel. You made too much damn money to be eating gamey-ass food like that, though. Man, I understand you like to keep it, you know, because every now and then I will eat some ramen noodles. I will eat some ramen from the packet. just because I want to keep
the
street cred.
That's not the same thing as squirrel brains.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I keep my street cred. I eat some ramen noodles, some top ramen, and I even make it in that little hot plate that you make it in. I do that.
To keep your street cred?
To keep your street cred. But, dude, eating squirrel and raccoon, come on, dog. Ain't nothing. Every time, when you see squirrels and raccoons, what mostly are they doing? Eating out of garbage cans, especially raccoons.
Mm-hmm.
Or something that's dead.
Or they're on
dead.
The side of the road.
Yeah, dead. And squirrels, come on, man.
Yeah, it's not a shot I'd eat that.
Nah.
So what's interesting about the Hughes point total request for Sunday, or like kind of holding out hope, the Commanders team total over at FanDuel for this Sunday is 21.5.
Might be in the game. Because the Eagles right now, they're like at like 18.1 points per game.
18 even.
18 even? Yeah, if I can get, shoot, I'll take 14 this weekend.
When they get 14, you're done.
No, because I still got, because it'll drop. How many points will it drop?
So you need the three opponents left to score a total of 43 or more. If it's 42 or less, you're cooked.
No, because if it's 43, if it's 42 or less,
you're done.
That's 17 even?
17 even.
Oh, okay, because I was thinking it wasn't going to be 17 even. I was thinking I was going to probably be at 17.2.
Well, then you need like 43 or 44 total points,
okay,
or more.
Yeah, because I was thinking, my math wasn't math, because I'm thinking 17.2 or something.
Yeah, but
like
you
that.
Have to factor in.
I'm pretty good at math.
The Giants, by the time they get here in the last week of the season, they've quit tanking. They might have a fan play quarterback.
And it might be some garbage time. If I get a garbage time game in there, y'all going to be mad at me.
Oh.
Y'all going to be mad. And I ain't even a game member, but I'm going to be seawalking because I ain't got to dye my beard or cut it or nothing.
So I thought of a potential loophole here, Kyle. I'm wondering where everyone comes down on this. Let's say the Eagles end at 17.1, right? Like, so technically Hugh wins. But what?
What you mean? Ain't no loophole. I won.
Hold on.
What are you talking about?
I will say this. Should you honor it if they end
it? Wait a minute. You said seven. What, now I got to honor it?
Can I finish?
Okay,
should
fine.
Hugh have to honor it if the Eagles finish number one in points allowed? Like, if number one in points allowed is 17.1, I think you should honor it.
I think
that
so.
Was not the deal.
But that's the spirit
of it.
It
can be, though.
Why are we meandering and changing the deal? Every week, it changes. Every week.
Because you realize it's whatever it takes to get your beer green.
Don't say what you were about to say. You was about to say because it's what we do. That's what you was about to say.
I was going
to say
it's... Because whatever it takes to get your beard green, we don't care about honoring
I'm looking out for you and your integrity. Okay,
you know what it is, because I already know how this is gonna go. Mm-hmm. Running around, look at him get the green. You lost the beard.
Yes,
I don't feel like hearing
this
that.
This is about you looking like a moron.
I already crashed out today. You really want me to crash out running around with green?
But I'm looking out for your integrity. Like, Hugh, if they finish number one in points allowed, everyone will say, remember when Hugh said the defense didn't matter? So they'll rip you anyway. So it'd be better for you if everyone can laugh with you instead of at you.
Can you imagine
every
Hugh's...
Every time I go in the grocery store, there's going to be somebody there. Hey, Mom, there's that idiot right there.
Can you imagine?
They say that about me without a green beard.
Yeah, they say that's that idiot that said defenses don't matter. Just there he is right there.
Imagine sitting next to Hugh this morning while he's going off like that, but his beard's green, and he looks ridiculous.
You mean like, man, we can't take you serious.
Yeah, it's six or seven.
Yeah, y'all ain't right. But I know that this is probably my last gasp.
Oh, it is.
You know, but the good thing about it is the holidays are coming up next week, so –